This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Last night was the exciting final of Australian Ninja Warrior. It was a rating smash, 1.34 million people tuning in. And who would have predicted that Australia's Ninja Warrior champion would be a 68-kilogram redheaded golfer who wears glasses and who completed the course in golf shorts and a polo while his support team, including Grandpa Taffy, donned tweed caps. Charlie Robbins described the whole Ninja Warrior experience as surreal before he became the first winner last night, and it's pretty surreal to be talking to him now. G'day, Charlie.
Yeah, how are we going?
How does it feel to be the winner? It must be amazing. Australia's first Ninja Warrior winner. How is that?
Yeah, it's very crazy. It's still, like I said last night, it was pretty surreal and still taking a little bit to get used to, but yeah, it's a pretty cool experience.
Yeah, did you expect to make it all the way to the final when you signed up, Charlie?
Definitely not. I was hoping for it, but definitely wasn't expecting to. It was always a hope to just try and get as pretty much all the way and try and get as far as I can, but definitely wasn't expecting to get that far.
Okay. Well, as a fellow redhead, I have to ask you, how much of your superpowers do you attribute to your red hair?
Oh, about 95%.
I mean, like, the redheads were definitely disproportionately successful. Like, there was you, there was Olivia Vivian, Mike Smoe. You've got something extra, I reckon.
Yeah, it's definitely the, definitely plays a part, I reckon.
Love it. So what inspired you to enter Ninja Warrior? I mean, this is your first time. Was it something you thought about for a long time?
I'd always seen it on, like, American Ninja Warrior and stuff like that for ages. And I started training at a ninja gym a couple of years ago, which they didn't really talk about too much on the show, but I've been training ninja for a bit and sort of just wanted to test how I could go and, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, it was pretty obvious from the way you flew up that salmon ladder last night that you're not just a golfer, Charlie. I don't think any of us were fooled about that one. It was very obvious you've done a lot of training. But, you know, obviously golf has been a big part of your life as well. Will you be going back to that, Charlie, or is it Ninja Warrior all the way from now on?
No, I've definitely got back into the golf a lot more. After I finished, throughout pretty much high school, turning pro as a golfer was something I was thinking of. And then when I went to uni, that sort of took a back seat and I didn't really touch a club for almost a year.
Right.
Just uni was taking up a bit of time and work and whatnot. But since Ninja Warrior's finished, I've gotten back into it a lot more. And I'm not going to uni the last half of this year, so I've got to figure out what I'm doing with that. But looking pretty good at the moment.
You know, for you, looking back over the whole season of Ninja Warrior start to finish, what was the biggest challenge about doing this for you, Charlie?
Biggest challenge was probably just the whole production side of things that I wasn't expecting. Doing all the phone interviews and stuff. And, like, we didn't do our runs until, I think my heat run didn't do until 1:30 in the morning.
Wow.
So they do go very light. So that's just something I wasn't expecting for at all. And then I did, as you could probably tell from all my promo videos and stuff, I was very, very bad at doing the interviews. So there was a lot of retakes and stuff like that. Which was probably one of the bigger challenges for me.
You didn't realise it to be a Ninja Warrior, you also have to be a talker, right? That's another part of the job, yeah. And what was the whole thing like backstage? Like, did you hang out with the other ninjas? Have you made lifelong friends out of this?
Definitely. All the ninjas are super-duper supportive of each other. And, like, even between days, like, for the grand final, because it was over a couple of days, like, one of the days we like all went to like a pool and spa place and then we went to bowling afterwards and then laser tag. So we're all hanging out together and everyone gets on really, really well. Yeah, those are some of the best people you'll ever meet, actually.
Yeah. And so for you, what's been the thing that you'll always remember? What's been the thing? I mean, obviously winning, you know, but what's been the thing that you have really appreciated about this time?
The thing I just mentioned, probably just hanging out and meeting all those people, because they really are awesome guys, and just being able to spend time and make new mates, and yeah, that was probably the best part of the whole thing.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, everyone wants to know what you're going to do with the money, Charlie, but I'm not going to ask you that. I'm more interested, I guess, in what you've gotten out of the experience. Like, have you learnt any life lessons from your time on Ninja Warrior? Anything that's going to, I think, help you through life or that you'd want to pass on to the kids?
I suppose passing on to the kids, just if you love something, give it a crack. It doesn't matter what your background is. Like, obviously they play me as the golfer and the underdog and stuff, so you don't have to come from a specific background to be able to do something. You don't have to have any prerequisites. If you want to do something, go after and do it. For me personally, it's given me a lot of confidence back on the golf course, actually, because I'd never had too many big wins or anything like that, and I sort of almost struggled every time I got to the point where I was going to do really well, almost be scared of it. But after this, it sort of gave me a little bit of confidence that, hey, hang on a minute, I'm good enough to do that. I might be good enough to do this as well.
Yeah, and being able to handle the success, because that's scary too, isn't it? It's just as scary as failing.
Yeah, because it almost happens, I'll be playing a really, really good round of golf, and I could be feeling good, but it'll always be the last few holes might not go to plan and ruin a good round or something like that. Yeah. So the last couple of rounds I've played have actually been pretty handy, and I'm feeling pretty good about it at the moment.
Well, that's good to hear. Well, what I've loved, just as someone watching it with, you know, as a mum with my kids, is I love that there's been so many different people from all different walks of life busting out the stereotypes of Ninja Warrior. And it's very empowering. You know, you might be the nerdy kid at school, or, you know, you might be good at all sorts of different things. It doesn't mean you can't be fit and strong and healthy and do something like this too.
Yeah, that's right. And like Reese and Alex Kizak, the poet, just, you can do whatever you want and doesn't mean you can't do anything else.
He is a deep...
a poet or a really... Yeah, he was awesome.
We chatted with Alex and he was so deep, he blew me away. And I thought, isn't that great that, you know, it's not just a bunch of brainless buff heads with lots of muscles. It's like there's a space for everybody. And that's what I really value about this show, especially as a mum, watch it with my kids. Congratulations, Charlie. Good on you. And I hope you make the most of it out of this.
Thank you so much. Thanks for that.
Are we going to see you back on Ninja Warrior again in the future?
I'm pretty keen to give another crack, see if we can get to Mount Midoriyama.
Excellent. Thank you, Charlie. All the best. That is Charlie Robbins, the winner of Australian Ninja Warrior for 2019.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.